Hi guys, welcome to the Career Christian Podcast. I am Mel, and if you're new here, there's a new teammate in the house. Welcome. I must say that you are at the right place at the right time, listening to the right podcast from the right person. And if you're with us in the last episode, I'm glad you're listening again. Thank you for coming again. So on today's episode, we're going to be talking about a very controversial topic called purpose. Hopefully I don't spend so much time on this topic, and even if I do, I think it's worth it, because purpose is exactly why we were created in the first place. Purpose is why we are still alive. Purpose is that one thing you were created for and at which you must succeed. Otherwise, nothing else you do or nothing else you succeed at will count. So in other news, if you leave this world without fulfilling purpose, you just lived. I don't want to say you just wasted your time on earth, but I mean, just to not, you know, not to make things worse, you actually just lived. So this is to highlight the fact that you were intentionally created. There is a creator with an intention. So if there's something called purpose in the first place, and everyone really is speaking about it, or people including you listening to me right now are really curious as to how to live a life of purpose, this tells us that there is the one who proposed. There is a purpose and there is the purpose. There's the one who proposed. Like I say most of the time, as a believer, you are different. You know, and there are many things that you shouldn't take lightly or take for granted just because you are a believer. And that is why this podcast is not for everybody. This is the Career Christian Podcast. Yoo-hoo! Okay, guys, you're special. You are very special. Your existence is very important. You were not created by accident. Maybe there are times when you feel like, oh, nobody cares about you, nobody loves you, you know, you feel alone and all of that. I think that's the best time to remember that you are special. You matter to God. And, you know, when God says you matter, it's coming from a deep spiritual foundation. In the first place, you were made in His image and likeness. That makes you, knowing that makes you extra special. You matter so much that it doesn't really matter who thinks you don't matter. Too many matters. What is the matter? So there is a sense of confidence in purpose that every believer should have. It's not always about riches or having the best job or making impact, really, but it's fundamentally about God. It's the fact that you're here for a reason. So we exist in this world. Most of the time we get to think that it's really about this world. No, it's not. The one who created all things exists out of this world, and our purpose must be relevant to His realm. So now when I think that, or what I think is important to my existence on earth, should never be petty to His realm. So now, as a believer, to understand purpose, you must always ask yourself, what questions would my creator ask me? You know, when I die, what would I tell my creator? That person who proposed my existence, what is that thing that I would say that he would be so impressed with me? You know, we can liken it to a job appraisal where you have to like sit before your boss or a panel, telling them what you did in the past month or in the past year, what you achieved and all of those things. So now, that moment when you begin to tell God, you tell God what you've done on earth, and His response doesn't make you stutter or stammer. Maybe I worked hard and I graduated with first class honors. I acquired a number of skills and landed me a good job. I got a car, I built a foundation or NGO. I gave to the poor, blah, blah, blah. I was intentional about good marriage and I was successful. Blah, 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 all those things. Imagine an angel now comes to ask you, would you say you lived a successful life? What would you say after telling us all those, I don't know. Anyways. So the problem happens when you don't know what matters to God who proposed your creation. This is why it's very wrong to think that it's an error to ever think that your career is your purpose. Being a lawyer, being a doctor, I'm saving lives, blah, 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 all those things. All those things are good, yeah? But they can never why you were created in the first place. So this tells us that your career can never be your purpose. At best, it could be a vehicle for the fulfillment of purpose. In and of itself, it can never be your purpose. So now there are actually things more important to God than the job you have, the car you drive, the company you work for, the beautiful wife you married, the romantic husband you married, blah blah blah. So if you don't know what matters the most to God, every other thing will frustrate you. If you pursue money above all things, money will become a thorn in your flesh. It will be a source of depression, either the abundance of it or the lack of it. Imagine you lose that your well-paying job. Like if you're in Nigeria, you're earning in millions. You know, if you're earning in millions in Nigeria, well, I think you're actually, you know, where Sakpa is flying everywhere. Anyways, for people that are not in Nigeria, they're in the middle of Sakpa. Sakpa is hunger. Sakpa is brokenness. So you're earning in millions in Nigeria. Omo, you don't make them. You are you're a special somebody. You're a VIP. So just imagine you actually lose that job. You lose your mind completely because you no longer can pay bills. You no longer can do giveaways. You know, all those things that, all those flangering you always do. You no longer do those things. You become completely lost. You become destabilized. Why? Because you have made your whole life and existence revolve around that job. So the same goes with any other thing that you actually take above other things. So as much as God wants you to prosper, He has bigger priorities for your life. He wants you to know Him and make Him known. That's it. Absolutamente. You have to know Him and you have to make Him known. Believers should have an ambition for a selfless cause. Not the salary you earn, not the opportunities that the job offer or the job can offer you. No, you do your job better than someone who is doing it just for the money. So because you know that you have a God that you're accountable to, you have it in mind that you have more at stake, and it shows. You are much more accountable. You are more excellent than any other person. You know, this tells us that purpose and accountability work hand in hand. So something else I really like us to talk about is consecration. You know, consecration brings about a type of excellence that is rare. The Bible instructs us to do things as unto the Lord. If you're not consecrated, I don't think you'd have it in mind that, you know, you'd have it in mind what the Bible wants us to do as believers. So whatever you find doing, do well, like you are doing it for the Lord. And that applies to your job. So live with a sense of accountability. Live with a sense of meaning in this life that someone who doesn't share your convictions can scarcely touch. So it makes you heaven-centered, but of a better good on the earth. So be very much, learn to be intentional about your job. Even if your boss doesn't see you, God sees you. Learn to be excellent at your workplace. So moving on, there are two facts about life that I would really like us to talk about. Number one is life is not meaningless. Number two is life in itself is not satisfying. I'll come again. Life is not meaningless, number one. Number two, life in itself is not satisfying. So life is not meaningless because there is a purpose. Purpose begets accountability, as mentioned earlier, and a life without accountability can be dangerous. It can be likened to a life without boundaries. And living free, like you owe it to no one, like you don't give a F, you're just living life and all of that. So true freedom is a life without boundaries, no cap. You don't always obey your desires. You're not always like, you know, looking to satisfy your carnal desires. The kisara sara attitude comes when you feel like there is no God to be accountable to. So, you know, this is bad, very bad. Accountability keeps us in our common sense, or accountability keeps our common sense. So now the second fact about life is that life is not satisfying. The desire to be satisfied by our strength or always wanting to satisfy our carnal desires would bring us to the end of ourselves. Not every time you want something, you go for it. It's the flesh, so you're bound to have those desires. But you know, being consecrated will make you, you know, will make you have boundaries. Having boundaries, not every lady you see that's pretty, you should, I don't know. Anyways, so this is the mindset of a believer, and this is the mindset that every believer, including you and I, should have. Looking from Ecclesiastes 2:11. If you think that material things can fill a hole in your life, you create a bigger hole. One of the worst things that can happen to you is to think that all there is to life is money, you get the money and realize that there is more to life. It feels like your entire life when you were on earth was a waste, like total waste. So now I think it's best that you embrace this now at your youth, that there is more to life. Life is not meaningless, neither is it satisfying. And as a believer, life does not consist in the abundance of things that you possess. If you read further in Luke 12, you would see that it is of no good to lay up treasures on earth with no hope that you would live long enough to enjoy the treasures. Yes. You live, you work hard, you make a lot of money and you die. Some people, in fact, the most recurring thing in Nigeria is that most rich, I don't want to be, what's it called? But I mean, many people work so hard and at their old age, when they've made a lot of money, they use that money to cure sicknesses and diseases, that kind of thing, because they've, you know, they've exchanged their health for that job that they are carrying on their head. At the same time too, some people even die before they even start enjoying that their hard earned money. So I think it's something to actually note, very very noteworthy. Focus on what matters to your existence. When you're in purpose, it kills envy, competition. You're never moved by whatever you see on the gram. There's nothing your friends and or colleagues could boast about that will move you. So when you're in purpose, you are satisfied that you're doing what God would have you do. You progress. Your progress shows your confidence is at its peak. You know, you literally no longer live unto yourself, not because the Bible told you not to, but because you realize the depth of what Christ has done and you're convinced that you should only live unto Christ who died for you. So now this takes us to to some of my favorite verses in the Bible since I became a true believer. 2 Corinthians 5:17-20. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself, by Jesus Christ, and have given to us the ministry of reconciliation. So to wit that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors of Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be reconciled to God, for he had made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. And that, brethren, is the true purpose. It's left for you to run with it whichever way you wanted, through music, through content creation, through platforms, through foundations, through creatives, through your creativity, and a lot more. So that's literally the essence of talent and skills anyway. So other things won't count if your purpose is not fulfilled at the end of your life, no doubt. So I think I actually said a lot today, and I'm happy that I was thinking that I was going to, like, you know, spend 30 minutes on this conversation, but I'm happy that I didn't overflog the subject. So we've come to the end of this episode, and I'm happy. I've learned a lot, and I hope you did too. But guys, if there is anything, or if there is so much I've mentioned, you know, there's something that I'd really want you to hold on to as you leave, as you tune out of this podcast, is that whatever your perspective of purpose is must be relevant in the realm of the Creator who purposed your existence. For emphasis sake, whatever you think your purpose on earth is must matter to God. Whatever you think your purpose must, your purpose is must matter to God who created you intentionally. So just always remember that there is a God, there is a Creator with an intent, or there's a Creator with an intention. While he was creating you, there was something, there's a reason. There's that reason you were created for. Ah, guys, I hope you had a great time learning about purpose. I hope you had a great time reminding yourselves or reminding ourselves of the topic on purpose. Or if you're the one just on learning some things that you think purpose is, I'm happy you did, whichever way applies to you, my beloved listener. And as a culture, as we always say to our, you know, wonderful teammates, share to someone you think will need this. Don't ever assume that a brother or sister has it all together. So guys, stay with us as usual. For our real G's, our homie teammates, stay with us as usual. Follow us if you haven't followed us so that you can get real-time updates when a new episode drops. And then if you're new, I'm happy that you actually tuned in today, and I believe that you're blessed today for the first time being your first time on this podcast. And I hope that you stay with us and don't go anywhere. Just keep coming every week. So also do not forget that your opinions matter a lot. This is a community. This is the Career Christian is a community, and it's not supposed to be done by one person. It's not a one man's business. It's for everyone. So that's, we're meant to like bring different, you know, we're meant to support each one another and encourage one another in the faith and all of that. So it's best, or it's good if you actually drop opinions or comments, or you know, send us a DM if there's anything relatable that you think your brothers and sisters could actually learn from. So follow us on Instagram at The Career Christian. We're not on Twitter yet. And if you want us to be on that platform, then you'd be the handler. Anyways, I'm so excited. I had a great time, and I hope you did too. And I look forward to the next episode on the Career Christian podcast. Do not hesitate to send a DM again. Make comments, you know, share, like, and so many things. There are always people, including me, who would learn from you. See you in the next episode. Ciao.